Australia, and welcome to this episode of Basis Speculation, all the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Jonathan Hickman's upcoming Ultimate Spider-Man? The movies are dead. They are not coming out. We have to go somewhere else for information and news and speculation.
Exactly. If we want to talk about Spider-Man, this is our option, and we always want to talk about Spider-Man.
Yes.
Yeah, we could speculate on the upcoming, well, not yet announced, but will definitely be announced sequel to Spider-Man 2, the PlayStation game, Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
But we don't have enough information on that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, then we're probably be talking about spoilers.
Yeah, that's true.
I think people don't like that.
People, I hear, don't like spoilers.
They fear spoilers. Cowardly.
Yeah.
Cowardly thing to fear. I don't care.
No, I know.
Tell me what happens in the movie. Who gives a fuck?
Well, the reason you don't care, Jackson, is because you're not engaging with it anyway.
Yeah, that is true.
There is nothing that would surprise you or entertain you in most of the media you consume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if it's like a video game or something, it gets spoiled.
I'm not paying attention anyway.
You're not reading the story anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're like, Spider-Man gets to meet Venom, and you're like, Spider-Man? Which one's that?
Which one's Spider-Man? I thought I was playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
Michael's Spider-Man.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they should read, hey, if you're listening, video game modders. Wait, is this an episode of Thumb Cramps? Welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we're joined by a very special guest, Joel Zammit.
Hey. And I guess the entire cast of Baseless Speculation.
Whoa, crossover alert.
And today we're looking at potential mods for Grand Theft Auto 5 and no other games. I think they should mod Grand Theft Auto 5, Jackson.
Yeah.
To include skins and make it an Across the Spider-Verse game.
That's an awesome idea. I think they should mod Grand Theft Auto 5 to put the hot coffee mod from San Andreas into Grand Theft Auto 5, so you're about to bone down with your wife and then you become CJ.
Yeah.
I think that's the perfect mod.
That's awesome, because it could be a hot coffee mod and a cock mod.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
my
beautiful
wife's about to have sex with CJ from
the
San
90s.
Andreas. Yeah.
CJ's time traveled to the future to bone my wife.
Or do you become CJ and it's kind of like you're cucking yourself?
Or it's like a body swap thing and now Michael's back in 90s San Andreas.
The cucks, like, would
CJ's.
Would cucks get off the idea of controlling the bull?
No, that wrecks the whole appeal.
Yeah. Oh.
But maybe if you watch, if you're in the bull's kind of like you're kind of get outed almost, and you're looking at the bull's eyes as he plows your wife.
I don't know, again, if you're the cuck and you sit there and you got like a VR headset on.
Okay.
Right? Oh, sorry, you've got like, the bull has the VR headset as he's fucking your wife.
Right.
And then you get to watch that.
Like
you have maybe your headset on, but you get to watch it.
Is my dick in a cage?
Let's.
Hey. Great question, and thank you so much for listening to this. I'd just like to say five thumbs for the potential San Andreas mod. Grand Theft Auto 5 mod. Yeah. And five thumbs for putting your dick in a cage.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for listening to Thumb Cramps.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week, and until next time, keep on gaming.
Keep on gaming,
Yeah.
Great episode.
Great episode. I just kept thinking, like, it's like to this, you know, like a rat in a cage. Like,
despite all my rage,
I've still got my dick in a cage.
Yeah, that's awesome. Anyway,
you're right.
What's happening
Ultimate,
for Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man, right. So,
Hickman.
Yeah.
Is he back?
So Jonathan Hickman, he recently did a run on X-Men, which I
spoken about on here. Powers of X and House of X.
And so Hickman did this great run on it, and he had this idea of where to go with it. But apparently, look, all the writers that were in that sort of like era was like, hey, we're really enjoying this. Can we stay here for a bit?
Yeah.
So then Jonathan Hickman was like, yeah, fair enough. I'm a
see, I'm a dip.
Yeah.
And so then they started doing their own thing. So Jonathan Hickman sort of dipped, and then he started doing something called Gods, like G-O-D-S, kind of like S.H.I.E.L.D., but Gods.
Oh, okay.
Which is a new thing in the Marvel Universe, which is almost like Constantine, but for Marvel.
Oh, okay.
So it's like this people that just are always there, or this person's always there. I think his name's Wynn, and he's like, it's always there.
Wynn Constantine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, nice.
W-Y-N, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that makes
sense. The first issue is already out. Really, really good. And it was just kind of like he's been there, you know, since the time began kind of stuff. And he's dealing with all the
supernatural stuff and
stuff. And
the devil or whatever.
He's killing werewolf by night.
He's
killing the Catholic devil.
Like, I think it's like an agent of the powers that be. And like he's the only agent of God, basically.
Oh, okay.
And so
that's interesting because the title is Gods.
Yeah.
There is only one God.
Well, in the Marvel universe, there's many gods.
That's true. Thor. Loki. Odin.
Hercules.
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is not a god.
Kind of. Worshipped.
Galactus, the Eternals.
Yeah. They got a lot.
If I saw Cyclops shooting laser beams, I'd be like, a god,
God amongst men. Magneto,
he can control metal.
Magneto is my god.
Yeah. What's stronger, an Omega-level mutant or like a Celestial?
You get Omega-level, say...
Jean Grey,
and Thor.
So at Omega level,
who's winning?
They clarify. This is one of the things that Jonathan Hickman did. Yeah. Which was like to clarify what Omega mutants were, which was basically like there is no upper limit of that particular power set.
Oh, okay.
So you could become like an Omega level mutant in say like. So Iceman is an Omega level mutant because he can manipulate like things down to molecular level, and they actually don't know his upper limit. And like say Jean Grey is like, oh, he's very good at like. What's the one you can control stuff? I want to say
telekinesis.
Telekinesis.
Yeah,
it's like that. And they say Xavier is very like an Omega on like say telepathy.
Yeah, yeah.
that kind of stuff. I believe an Omega level mutant would probably get their ass handed to them by a Celestial. But
what about
it'd be a
Thor?
Good fight.
Yeah.
Ass handed to them by a Celestial, but it'd be a good fight.
Do you think this is the like?
No, I meant Omega level mutant versus Thor. Celestial's probably kings, regardless.
Yeah. I think the Celestial would probably like take them all down, except if they're like
Eternals.
I think it's like if one was like augmented with the other, or if it's like Jean Grey, but she was like the White Phoenix or like the White Queen Phoenix.
What about the Dark Phoenix?
I mean, that's probably what, like a not as powerful as like the big. Powerful Phoenix.
I can't help but reflect that after 10 to 11 years of doing pop culture podcasts, this might be the first time we've ever had a legitimate discussion about who would win in a fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Mario or Luigi? They both have wrenches.
Mario.
Luigi, because Mario he'll stay his hand. Luigi has a fire in his belly that will end Mario's
he's got
life.
The reach.
He does have the reach too.
Luigi would hesitate. Mario would kill him. Mario would kill him.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'll have to take your word on it.
Yeah, I think when you're fighting a Celestial, they do things where it's like, well, you might need, say, like the. Like Enigma Force, you need some other thing. Like you've become a bit of a Herald of Galactus.
Yeah, okay. So you need a bit of extra juice if you're gonna do it.
Become one of the Four Horsemen.
Yeah,
shit like that. So
cut
it's
Wolverine in half and stick his
suck
torso.
His out his spine or whatever.
Eat his bone marrow.
Chest. Weirdly, like the Horsemen, I guess like, it's an Apocalypse. The Horsemen are related to the Celestials because that's where Celestial in the Apocalypse gets his kind of like powers from in a weird way.
Did they have horses?
As in.
The Horseman.
So in the cartoon,
was there a Wolverine horse?
They were just ghost horses,
though, right? They weren't
all mechanical.
They weren't themed horses. That's fucked up.
No,
oh, they were.
They kind of were. Like, I'm trying to remember, like in the cartoon,
Wolverine,
like the 90s cartoon.
Yeah,
and the Horseman. There, I'm pretty sure they had like mechanical horses that could fly.
That's awesome.
And you can't be called a horseman if you have no horse.
Well, no, you're just a man.
Yeah,
you're just a man of apocalypse.
Yeah,
you need a fucking horse if you're going to do it properly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Hickman has Spider-Man now?
So he went and did his gods, and then everyone was like, okay, cool, I guess that's what he's going to do. And maybe it's a mini, but that's ongoing, and everyone's a bit sort of surprised at that. And now he's taken on the Ultimate Universe, which is, I guess, a reboot or a rehash of the Ultimate Universe from back in the day, like the 2000s.
Yeah.
Like Ultimate Spider-Man and Ultimate X-Men. And
it's like one of the comics I've read a fair amount of for some
Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, because my best friend in high school. Shout out to my best friend in high school. Shout out to Seb. He had his floor of his bedroom was just covered in comic books.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I would just sleep in a pile of clothes at his house.
Can we take back our shout out?
Yeah. Shout out to Sam, shout out to his pile of clothes. And I would just sleep on those clothes and read Ultimate Spider-Man comics. That's where I read my first Man-Thing comic where he grabs the lizard's head in the sewer. That happened in the Ultimate Spider-Man universe.
Your life deeply upsets me. You know what my best friend in high school's floor was made of? Carpet.
Yeah.
You know where I slept?
Under the carpet.
You know where I slept if I stayed there? At a mattress on the floor.
A mattress, MLS.
Yeah.
There was
pile. Dirty clothes or clean clothes?
Whatever clothes were on the floor, I guess.
Dirty
clothes. I had jeans as a pillow and a jumper as a blanket, you know?
Fuck.
Dude. Might as well fucking slept in the woods.
In retrospect.
How often did you do that?
No, that would have been, I mean, sometimes.
More than once?
But maybe like twice. Maybe three times. Otherwise, we'd top and tail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Top and tailing doesn't make sense to me.
Well, what? Here's a
spoon.
Well, because your nuts are in the same position
anyway. It's like I would much prefer to be sleeping next to someone that I don't want an intimate relationship with.
Yeah.
And have my face near their face, which is normal.
Yeah.
Compared to feet in face.
Yeah. I agree. Well, I just think it's funny because, like, what are you avoiding by top and tailing?
I don't know.
Because your genitals remain, they are the fulcrum of your moving body.
Is the worry that we're that close face to face, we might kiss?
I guess.
Which I get it.
Brother, if I'm this close to your toes, I might start sucking them.
Come on.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, and I'm going to get really fucking horny doing that too.
You wake up and there you are curled up to a foot. Just give it a bit old suck.
Top and tailing didn't work, bitch.
Yeah. Try again, motherfucker.
Are you sucking on my big toe?
Yep.
Next time I'll sleep on your pants, I guess.
It makes way more sense.
Well, here's a weird thing that I'm just remembering. Is that later on in that friendship, I slept on a fold-out bed.
Yeah, that's
normal. How long did they have that for?
The whole time.
The whole time.
They just had
the
no respect time. For you.
Sounds like you had zero respect for you.
Yeah. I don't remember.
And also
minding.
The fact that you were lying on the ground in a
pile of comics.
Reading comic books means that there was some lighting on.
Yeah, sometimes.
So your best friend in high school, Seb, shout out,
was
asleep and you'd have the light on. You were just lying on the floor covered in his dirty clothes reading.
Well, I think he was in his bed reading comic books too.
Yeah.
That's
like pre-bed.
Okay.
This fills me with great sadness.
This would have been like year seven, maybe. You're right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I remember
Ultimate Spider with Ultimate Things.
You remember lots of bad things fondly.
You do.
Well, I think you got them.
you remember.
You know what? Fair.
Yeah, no, I mean, you what are the choices you have? Go on.
So the Ultimate X-Men, like Ultimate Spider-Man, all that kind of stuff. There was like Ultimate Spider-Man maybe was the only good one.
Yeah.
And that was by Brian Michael Bendis and Bagley. And
that
had, like,
famously.
A giant run. Like, yeah. Something run.
Well, it's the introduction of Miles Morales.
Yeah, towards the end.
It's Peter Parker gets killed by Green Goblin, but Green Goblin dies at the same time, too.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of, like, say, the modern, like, MCU, like, borrows quite heavily from a lot of the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
You get, like, the Ultimates as well, which was by, like, Mark Millar and Brian Hitch, I think.
Mark Millar, he's a normal man.
Oh, a normal man. It's regular guy.com. Very edgy, that whole series. It's the one where you get Captain America beating up a bunch of like aliens, like the Chitauri or whatever, and he's like, "Do you think this fucking A on my head stands for France?" And they're like, "You need to surrender."
Good stuff.
That's awesome.
And yeah.
They're doing a kick-ass. Yeah.
They're doing. They're doing the Mark Millar verse.
Yeah, Mark Millar verse, but they're also, I think, building currently towards like a legacy Kick-Ass thing. Because Kick-Ass isn't Kick-Ass.
A movie or a comic?
I think they're rebooting the movies.
Okay.
But I think there's a chance that it's like, oh yeah, it's a reboot. Oh my God, is that Aaron Taylor Johnson? As a different.
Yeah, because in the comics, they're doing like a big, all his stuff takes place in them. Coming together and wanted to, as in like the
Wanted
bending
started
the
fucking.
Yeah, Wesley Gibson or whatever, who's like the assassin, like the kid of the assassin with killing powers. It's yeah. like, we're killing everyone again. And so they nuke a guy who's carrying a polar bear at one point.
That seems like
oh, normal guy.
Slightly, you know.
But yeah, they're doing the
it's something.
They're trying to do the yeah. I feel like it's going to be the kick-ass, but cameo fuckfest kick-ass, yeah, okay. which is weird.
That's a funny choice
because Hit Girl's still Hit Girl.
So, and this is in the film version, right?
Or no, I think I'm pretty sure in the comics they're building towards like a legacy thing where they're bringing back old characters.
Okay.
Like after the big event that's currently happening,
maybe, or to build
because
lead into
they've
it.
They've killed so many people.
Yeah.
Hit Girl is back in time.
That would make sense for what
and
I think.
Yeah, talking to like someone who is used to rule. Like Miller did like a series, like a comic series where it was
Jupiter's...
like set in. No, not Jupiter Ascending.
No, not Jupiter Ascending. Jupiter's Legacy or whatever it's called.
No. That, I think I don't know if that was Miller, was it?
Yeah, because that was that Netflix series that was meant to be the first thing of the Miller verse on Netflix, and it bombed real hard, and now maybe got deleted.
Probably.
Where'd it go?
Josh Duhamel, he was in it.
Hey, let me tell you, this is how much I watched of it. Nothing.
Did Mark Millar do the thing where it's like, what if Batman was the Joker?
Probably.
Called like.
Oh,
the
no,
bat
yeah,
who
yeah, yeah.
Nemesis. Nemesis?
Yeah, so this is where it all kicked off, right? So Nemesis, they did Nemesis Reloaded, which was they were like, I'm going to have another stab at Nemesis. And it was, yes, what
well,
if,
don't.
What if Batman, but he Joker.
Nemesis
so he loved to kill lots of people.
So embarrassing.
Yeah, so he
it's
did.
A really embarrassing.
They
comic,
did Nemesis Reloaded, which was like a redo of like some of the stuff. So they, maybe they didn't like the origin story or whatever that was. I don't know what happened. Basically, they were like, hey, we're going to do a little bit of a Nemesis Reloaded.
Yeah.
Redo, and so then it let's do a redo, and then it ends on that particular series because Nemesis does what Nemesis does, which is like, you know, lots of bullshit, kills a lot of people, and then it's like, oh holy shit, it's Wesley from Wanted, which is again nothing to do with the movie. Very different things, and Wesley is the head of like the assassination guild type people, mm-hmm. or the superheroes. And he's like, we've got a plan for you. And everyone's like, oh, well, maybe everyone's like, but I guess the idea was for everyone to be like, holy shit, they're connected.
Yeah.
Because he wanted the whole premise there is superheroes used to be a thing, but then in 1986, all the villains got together and killed them all and then wiped them out from, like, you know, the memories.
So then
no one remembered, like,
that superheroes
even existed. So then everyone's like, chill, and they control the world.
Yeah.
And then it's like, cool, there was, like, another series he did, which was called Ambassador, which is, like, someone was like, I invented superheroes and I'm going to do this. And every country will have their own person who is, like, represents that country, and they're going to have all these powers. And that was also, like, you know, a couple months before Nemesis Reloaded. And they're part of, like, this new thing. They all come together. And then, like, the first episode or first issue, they, like, Nemesis goes and kills a bunch of them people and uses them as, like, oh, come over here. And, like, all the kick-ass people are like, yeah, come to this boat. Oh, the president needs you. And then Nemesis, of course, kills them because Wesley's like, we got to kill these time people. Because Millar is always very much like, hey, what if the Flash, but evil?
What if he was bad?
Or what if, maybe not, was morally not good?
Yeah, morally great. Is
what
that
about some vampires that are fighting? They died as well.
Yeah.
So, he's just killing them wholesale.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then there's he wrote a book. I forget what it was called, but it was like in the millions of years in the past.
Yeah.
Where it was some guy used Earth as his home base or was his home world.
Yeah.
And from that had it like intergalactic empire.
Superior?
Superior is...
What if Superman was bad?
No. Is Superior the one where it's like a little boy has the power of Superman? Like a Billy Bastion
situation? Oh, yeah. He's...
Yeah.
So they kill the guy, Nemesis or whatever.
Simon Pooney, angry, bitter 12-year-old boy with multiple sclerosis.
So he's dead.
Sclerosis idolizes superheroes, particularly Superior.
Yeah.
An alien monkey appears at Simon's bedside, informing
the
boy
devil.
That all the people of Earth.
That's the twist. That's the devil. The little monkey's the devil.
Awesome stuff.
He then gets
Mark
given
Miller.
One wish, and then he wishes to be Superior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, so they find him and he's like, I haven't been superior for whatever.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, well, we're going to kill you anyway. And they kill him. And then there's a guy, I think is like Huck or something like that.
Yeah.
He's like he's like, hey, Superman, but simple.
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
So he's like a very simple man and he's like, he sees a polar bear at like a zoo and he's like, oh, it's sad. It should be near. It's his family.
And then they nuke him.
And so then he picks up the polar bear and starts hoofing it. And then they're like, we found him. And they drop a nuke. on that's him awesome. And the polar bear.
That's so. What are you doing, Mark? Anyway. What are you doing?
What a series.
What a series.
The Magic Order, is that the one you're looking for?
No, the Magic Order is, again, like Millar's version of like magic bullshit. Why do I know so much
you
about
this? You got so
this?
Much Mark Millar knowledge.
So the Magic Order is like, yes, they know about the magic world of Mark Millar's Millarverse, but they're like, we can't interfere unless it's to do shit with magic.
Yeah.
So they're watching like Nemesis and Wesley and do like, their stuff. Well, and one of them's like, I want to do shit. And then like the people like, we can't until they start doing stuff with magic. There's like, yeah, MPH, they're the people that go back in time. Well, no, they're the people that like run fast. And there's people who like Chrononauts, they go back in time.
Yeah.
They killed them. And Heat Girl uses the dead body of one of the Chrononauts, but uses the time suit to go back in time to this one, whatever, 65 million years ago, whatever the fuck it is.
I don't
know. Mark Millar.
Sharky the Bounty Hunter?
I don't think it's Sharky the Bounty Hunter. Yeah, it was like an intergalactic warlord, and the big twist was that it was like, oh, it's Earth in the 65 million years ago.
Unfunnies?
No, I don't think it's Unfunnies.
Is Unfunnies that story about what if cartoons were evil?
Maybe. He said he'd like Chosen as well, which is like, what if Jesus came back?
Yeah, Chosen / American Jesus.
Yeah.
And like, what if the, get this, the Antichrist was president of the United States, and he thought he the president. He when he was growing up, he thought he was the other guy, but then he's the Antichrist.
That's like the Omen 3,
yeah,
possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mark Millar.
I think it's canon that maybe in Mark Millar's verse that I believe Satan has. Is it seven penises?
Oh, okay.
Many penises.
That sounds like Mark Millar.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, the Unfunnies is the fucked up comic books where Mark Millar watched Magnolia and the movie Happiness and then was like, I'm going to write this, but about cartoon characters. And then originally three of the six issues went unpublished because everyone was like, this is very fucked up.
Yeah.
Classic Mark Millar.
That was the second thing he did. So he start like.
Oh, wow.
The second
Classic
thing.
Mark Millar.
Second thing in the Millarverse.
Okay.
Because, it starts with Chosen, and then he makes the Unfunnies. And at that point, he should have gone to jail, probably.
So he did Mark Millar, because he just stinted Marvel. So I think he did Civil War from memory. But he did the Ultimate Run, which is like, you know, a lot of the where we get like the more Gucci Avengers sort of thing.
Yeah.
The Ultimate Universe kind of like really petered out because they never really figured out because the whole concept of the Ultimate Verse was let's try and get young readers. So let's kind of put what if Spider-Man but now? What if X-Men but now? And so they kind of made it to, you know, if they just popped up now instead of the 60s or like, so you're not getting that kind of like hokiness of like the 60s era.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Ultimate Spider-Man was really good because it had one creative team going all the way through it. But then like X-Men did not do well. Then they started introducing like Ultimate like team ups, and then they started just really throwing everything at the wall. They did Ultimate Galactus was Bugs from memory.
Okay, rock and roll.
They did Ultimatum,
okay,
which was like this. Magneto was like, "What if Big Wave come and destroy New York and a lot of other humanity?" And that's where you get like Wasp getting eaten by the Blob, and the
Blob getting eaten
by Giant Man. It's very bad. Well, I think Spider-Man drowns at that point, too.
That's a funny way for Spidey to go.
Yeah, you can drown.
But Hickman's rebooting the Ultimate Universe.
So, this also wouldn't get like the Maker. You know the Maker?
Yeah, I know the Maker.
Reed Richards, but evil.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is most of Reed, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Maker is like the evilest of Reed Richards. And so they did the Doom Control Breaker World. Secret Wars.
Whatever. I don't know, dude.
And then, like,
dude, you pay attention.
Come on, man, dude. All the incursions happened, and all the universe started like crashing into each other until eventually you're left with the 616 universe with comics, and then the Ultimate Universe, and they crash into each other as well. Then we get like the Break World, and the Battle World. Sorry.
What's Breaker World? Because that is something as well.
That is from Astonishing X-Men, I believe. And that was like to do with the worlds. Return of Colossus. And
he's coming back.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Colossus?
Yeah.
Where was he?
So he
Breaker World?
So he sacrificed himself to cure the Legacy Virus.
Legacy Virus related stuff.
Yeah.
Legacy Virus. You know what? I'm going to stop myself.
Legacy Virus is one of the, like, four X-Men holes that are so deep and so big.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy, the amount that you... Anyway.
Yeah, we can't.
Legacy... Yeah, I'm going to list the, like, the big ones to avoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Krakoa? Yeah.
Shockingly, that's not the big one to avoid.
Oh. I mean, Dark Phoenix Saga is... Yeah. Anytime Dark Phoenix pops up, comics go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, because then there's 100 spin-offs.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Like, anything Phoenix-related.
Yeah.
Phoenix, sorry. It's just silly.
Phoenix-related, yeah. The moment that fucking the Legacy Virus comes into play.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of the consequences of the moment, the No More Mutants Scarlet Witch moment, because then
House of M, yeah, fair enough.
Because you get like good bits, yeah, and you're like, oh, this is nice, and then like, oh, we gotta go back, so then they make a super convoluted.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's probably a fourth one that's real bad as well.
Oh, there's heaps that are real bad. Yeah, so yeah. The problem with comic books is that, like, 90%.
Is bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then
oh,
it tricks
yeah.
you because you're like,
you read a good one and you're like, hey, comics are
this
right.
is real good.
You're just powering through like arcs you don't care at all. And then all of a sudden you hit a point where you're like, oh, this is interesting. And then you're tricked into thinking you've loved the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of my favorite examples of this is Captain America just coming off, I want to say like maybe the Kree-Skrull War, where it ends with the Supreme Intelligence kind of like, doing like a false flag kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, and the Supreme Intelligence list like destroys a lot of the Kree because like we're stagnant, we're not evolving, and they set off the bomb. And it's almost like this whole thing where they're like, they freak it out. Like we kind of lost. And they go down, they start fighting the Supreme Intelligence. And like, Captain America's real pissy. Captain America's like, who the hell made us the judge, jury, and executioner? And it's like, well, he did kill a lot of people. Like, there's a bit of genocide there from the Supreme Intelligence. And then, so Captain America gets all like real sulky and he's like, I'm going to do a presentation on ethics. everyone come?
Yeah.
I think maybe Hawkeye goes. And at that point, he's maybe Goliath. And he's awesome. He's got his abs.
Oh, he's got that great uniform. That's a great
best
costume.
Comic book costume of all time.
It's Goliath. So damn good. When fucking Clint Barton's Goliath.
He's wearing rivets.
He does this like whole presentation, which is like, ethics and superheroes.
Yeah.
And maybe, Clint is the one that comes in. And he's like, I've had enough. I'm going for a walk. And just buggers off and leaves. And then Wolverine pops up. So does Cable. And then for some reason, Captain America turns into a werewolf, but it kind of looks more like a Labrador man.
Oh, okay.
Comics rules.
Yeah, they're good, actually.
Oh, yeah, and he can't speak as a werewolf, but he does find out that he can sing. So
why
he can communicate.
I mean, you write that in a comic and you're like, what am I doing with my life? Time to become a welder, you know? Maybe creative pursuits aren't for me.
So you have
hearing
this idea.
Stories like that.
Yes.
And then seeing videos online made by people that are like, the MCU has wrecked the Marvel Universe yet again by recasting a character or making it.
No.
You ever fucking read a comic book?
Yeah, real bad.
Yeah.
It's like, this is like, oh, it's magical shit. I'm going to call Doctor Strange. I think they leave a message on his answering machine because they couldn't get Doctor Strange for some reason, even though they draw them.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
it's up to you, brother.
And so they get someone called like Dr. Druid or some shit. It's very, very funny. But it's like, coming from this like incredible, like, intergalactic saga that is like, you know, renowned and beloved.
Like, hey,
and
what if he was a dog?
And then literally the next episode, the next issue, Dogman.
And also, we cannot move past the fact that this very famous comic book arc that is really well regarded also features Vision being killed by three cows.
Yes, that's true. And those cows being turned into sandwiches.
No, different. That, I think one was like the Kree-Skrull War, one's the continuation of the Kree-Skrull War.
Okay.
So I think they're different sagas.
No, Vision gets killed by cows in the Kree-Skrull War, definitely.
Yeah.
The burger stuff probably happens later.
Yeah, fair.
Anyway.
Because it's on the cover. It's on the cover.
I know. It's so funny.
It's awesome.
Why are you putting that on the cover of your...
It's the best bit.
Of your collection.
It's the best bit.
Your trade paperback of the Kree-Skrull War features Vision being shot out of the air by cows.
It rules.
It's the best thing comics have ever done.
Well, I guess you're not being lied to.
Yeah, you get what's on the back.
Yeah, this is very fucking stupid.
Yeah. Very stupid. So the Ultimate Universe kind of ended pretty, like, I don't know, everyone was a bit disappointed with it because it was got real bad real quick. But there was some holdovers, like you got Miles Morales, like he jumped over to this kind of 616 universe. And this is when, like, the Secret World, that kind of stuff, when Doom was like, I guess, you know, we'll put it all back together. And Reed Richards with his son Franklin, like, remake the universe, remake the multiverse. That was also written by Jonathan Hickman. Anyway, and so, yeah, so you got a couple of carryovers that were like, oh, we like these ideas, I guess, let's keep them. So one of them was Miles Morales.
Yep.
The other one was The Maker.
Yeah.
So he's like an evil Reed, and he's mm-hmm. just being there. And so recently they were like, right, we want to bring back the Ultimate Universe some way or somehow. And so I think it was it Donny Cates, the writer. So he was set to do this all, and I think he was just going to bring back the Ultimate Universe as is, or like yeah. kind of what it was before and try
didn't
and like.
Didn't get very fucked right
yeah,
towards
he, no, he got into a car accident.
Oh. No, not him. Oh. Didn't the Ultimate yes. Universe get very fucked before they like kind oh, of abandoned
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably.
I think it got very convoluted and then sort of petered out.
Yeah, because the whole point with the Ultimate Universe originally was like, oh, it's a fresh-ish start.
Oh, yeah. So it tried to do all this, like, yeah, very much fresh start, but then it got way too convoluted.
Yeah.
Literally only Ultimate Spider-Man was the only good one.
Yeah.
Everything else was kind of a bit dog shit.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so then Donny Cates was like, I want to bring them back. It was like, yeah. sweet, got the green light to do all that kind of stuff. And then, like, yeah.
Got into a car accident.
Yeah, so he disappeared from a bunch of different books that he was on. Like, I think he was doing...
Wow.
I think he was doing, like, Hulk storyline of, like, what if Hulk but a spaceship?
Oh, it was him.
So bad, but great.
Sure.
And then a few other people had to, like, you know, step in and take over. Everyone was like, oh, what's happened? And it wasn't until, like, recently that everyone was like... Or he came out and was like, oh, yeah, no, I was in a very serious car crash. That he's like, I can't remember, like, this much of my time.
That's
like,
I, crazy.
Like, and so then Jonathan Hickman came in and he took the reins of the Ultimate Universe. He was like, all right, I'll take over. And then I think initially Kate was like, I want to really just kind of take what we had in the Ultimate Universe and kind of work with it. And Hickman's like, nah, let's have a bit of a vibe and then start again. And so he's done like a bunch of stuff, which involves the Maker kind of going from the 616 universe to then going back to a new universe. But instead of these original universe, he's just kind of created a new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's like, this is now the Ultimate Universe. And so it was, they did that little, like a mini series there, kind of a welcome to the world of the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
And then stuff has happened. People blip out. And then it's like, cool. These things are happening. We're getting the Ultimate Spider-Man. We're getting a bunch of other things as well. And yeah, let's see what happens. And it was like a couple days ago, like the front cover of Ultimate Spider-Man was released, which was like Peter Parker with his family, like two kids, and everyone being like,
interesting.
This is good. We want this more.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, I think this was like one of Hickman's reasons of like, I will do Spider-Man if I can give him a family.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, current Spider-Man, 616 Spider-Man, real bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Real bad.
There was that guy everyone hated.
Paul, there was
Paul.
Fucking Paul.
People were out in the streets being like, fuck Paul.
Fuck Paul.
And outside Marvel offices banging on the
window. If your name was Paul, better change it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Joel's a pretty good name.
Joel?
Yeah.
I think if I could pick, I would be Grohl.
Grohl, yeah.
Dave Grohl.
Joel McCartney.
Yeah, that's good.
Just, you don't want to be associated with Paul from the Spider-Man from 2023.
Not at all. So yeah, it's this weird thing with Marvel and like their editors is that they really don't want Spider-Man to grow up.
Yeah.
And we keep getting Spider-Man back in high school for some reason. This happens like in the films of that.
I mean, in the movies.
That.
Yeah. Wasn't even that though, Ultimates too? Like Ultimate Spider-Man, they were a kid again. Don't
he's
worry about
basically
it.
A kid again. And it's like not that convoluted. It's like the 616 universe. Don't worry. And like, it was fine because you're like, okay, you're starting afresh. That's fine. But like for some reason, the current like Peter Parker, he can't.
They were letting grow up.
Which is weird because the first Spider-Man movies.
He's kind of an adult.
Well, they fly him through high school right at the start, technically.
Yeah.
So he is in college for most of it. But yeah, like by the end of that series, he could be like 25.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay.
And so even like the origin of, say, like MJ and him getting together and getting married was not really canon until it finally was. Like even back then, there were people like, this is like almost like a what if story.
Yeah.
The Elseworld equivalent or something that wasn't
it's
quite
funny
canon.
Like,
right?
I don't associate Spider-Man with being a teen.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't feel like a teen character. Right.
No, yeah.
In the movies where he is a teen.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Holland, maybe.
Definitely. I don't think Tom Holland could play anyone right now who's older than 25.
No.
I'm so glad we're talking about this for a second because something, and you're partially
Jackson,
problem.
You, Jackson, me, not me. Just let
what
everyone
have I
know.
Done?
There's been this huge wave recently, and I don't know if it's because the MCU kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But everyone being like, the Amazing Spider-Man movies are awesome,
they
really.
They rock.
They're dog shit.
They're so good,
To Amazing Spider-Man's defense, I think Andy Garfield's great.
Yeah.
As Spider-Man, but he's horse shit as Peter Parker.
I like him as Peter Parker.
Yeah, I kind of
also don't think that Tom Holland's a good Peter Parker.
No.
I think the person who's kind of nailed Peter Parker has been Maguire.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they cast him a bit too young. If he was like just rolled in from the start as like a 25 yeah. Peter Parker, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, just like kind of weird, it's because, greasy.
It's because like
part of the pussy posse in the 90s. Yeah.
So like we look at Peter Parker and there's this kind of almost like a nuance right into Peter Parker where he is just a big nerd boy. He's a bit of a loser.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really understand what like what cool is.
Yeah.
He doesn't quite get it. He's such a big nerd.
Yeah.
And so when you get this beautiful scene in Spider-Man 3 where he gets the like the symbiote suit where he's pretending like where he thinks he's finally cool and he acts like the biggest nerd.
He goes to a jazz
people
club.
Hate it. People
and
hated
hits,
it.
Hits Mary Jane.
Yeah. But yeah, people hate when he's walking down the street doing like, hey, cool.
Nobody's impressed.
Everyone's like, gross.
Yuck.
And the people who watch that were like, how dare you make this Peter Parker? He's meant to be cool and strong. Yeah. And you're like, you're missing the fucking point.
Yeah. He's meant to suck.
Yeah, don't understand.
Spider-Man 3 has problems, but Spider-Man 3 is... leaps amounts better than the amazing Spider-Man movies.
No, take it back.
And look, it's definitely better than some of the Tom Holland ones. Most of them.
I would say all of them.
Homecoming might be better than Spider-Man 3, but it's close.
Yeah.
So, yes,
Spider-Man 3 is messy, but the stuff they do with Sandman rocks. Yep. It's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one scene where Venom prays to God to kill Peter Parker, that's awesome.
Pretty funny, yeah.
Oh, no, actually, no, it's just Eddie Brock at that point. That's when he becomes Venom.
Yeah.
He's praying and the
bell's
ringing.
He's not even Venom-touched at that point. He's just a lunatic.
He's just so angry.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
He fucking hates
Spider-Man. Yeah, he hates Spider-Man.
I don't know. Andy Garfield, I thought, did an okay. Like a different,
it's fucking
a
too,
different...
like, edgy because he's, like, a cool guy. And, like, the first thing he does, and I get it, but the way they do it, and because it's Andrew Garfield, it doesn't come across. Mm. So, like, it's the opposite of the Tobey Maguire one, where they're like, oh, like, everyone's like, whoa, what a loser, fuck this guy. But then you see him do stuff, and it's like, no, you've, like, written him as objectively cool. Like, when he's, like, straight away becomes Spider-Man, and then he's like, oh, I'm going to get revenge on my bullies by dunking on them in basketball, which... if played by a different actor, could look like loser behavior. But the movie's like, oh, he's a bad attitude. Yeah, and then he talks back at the teacher. Fuck those movies.
Yeah, they don't really lean into the nerd vibe at all.
Well, they're like, they lean into the, he's one of those like, because it's also the 2010s when like hipsters were cool.
Yeah. Have a skateboard?
Yeah, he skateboards. Yeah,
and that's another thing he does straight away. He goes. Yeah.
That's not nerd behavior.
He goes to a construction yard at night when he's just gotten his spider powers to skateboard.
Yeah.
No, that's not Peter Parker. Come on there.
The Gwen Stacy and Peter Parker stuff is good because Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone have good chemistry, but the rest of the movies are dog shit. Mm.
I still love them.
Yeah.
You love them because he doesn't have a chimney.
That's pretty good.
Big part of it. And you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
That happens in the other Spider-Man movies too. It just doesn't
happen. Not that line.
They finally answered that question. Of like, what if Spider-Man need to swing but no building? Oh, crane.
The Crane Workers Union of New York City comes to his aid.
Surely you
An
like
incredible scene.
What the builders incredible, throw incredible. Rocks at Green Goblin and
I love that scene. That's great too.
They fucking hate Green Goblin.
That's one thing that I think is sorely missing from the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies. Yeah. There's that one guy that's like, you're awesome, do a flip. But, I mean, at no point does a union help Spider-Man save
Do you know why that was in the Raimi movies?
No.
Because 9/11 happened.
Of course.
They were like, when they were making the movie, they found it really hard to believe that New York wouldn't band together to help out someone.
That rocks.
Okay.
So
it's one of my favorite aspects of the Spider-Man mythos. I don't know if it really appears much in the comics. They tend to hate him. Yeah. But that in times of need, the city of New York will rally behind Spider-Man rocks. I love it so much.
Hey, you know how this episode's been on track?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
You know what will keep your life on track?
What?
Good sheets.
That is true.
Yeah.
And that is where Miracle Made can come in.
They get the best sheets in the business.
Yeah, Jackson, do you know that if you sleep too hot or you sleep too cold, you sleep bad?
It's a 50-50 chance. I am never sleeping on temperature.
It's not just you. It's actually statistically shown that is one of the biggest impacts on sleep quality. you
across
can have
the board.
Across the board.
Why are you designed so bad?
Yeah, we either get too hot or too cold.
And while you're not while you're using your old sheets and getting too hot or too cold, you're also getting too disgusting.
Oh no!
Because do you know that bed sheets are actually just as dirty as a toilet seat?
Oh god, yeah. I can hear that, and that leads to acne, allergies, stuffy noses. It's gross.
Yeah, that's why you have to get up in the middle of the night and do push-ups to unblock your nose because you've got disgusting
I've got
sheets.
Filthy sheets. It's true.
Well, that's all ringing so true. My sheets are disgusting. My toilet's disgusting, and I am disgusting.
Well, in order to regulate your sleeping temperature at night and also prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry, try Miracle Made. They've got self-cooling properties for a better quality sleep. Oh. They're self-cleaning. The sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresher 3 times longer than other sheets. They've got luxurious, confident quality. Yeah. They're better than most 5-star hotel bed sheets.
Wow, because I am all about luxury. I would rather be dead than discomfort. This is really up my ass.
And
sounds
it's
perfect.
Also designed for your skin. Stop sleeping on bacteria, Jackson.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
For you, I'll stop.
Sleep clean with Miracle Made.
So, hey, go to trymiracle.com/baseless. That's TRYMIRACLE.com/BASELESS.
Hey, Jack, are you literate?
I'm losing it.
I just need to know.
I'm losing it.
Is that a skill you could lose? Because I think maybe you've lost it.
I spent too much time in the sun. I'm losing my literacy.
So once again, I'll try that again.
That's TRYMIRACLE.com/BASELESS.
Yes. TryMiracle.com/baseless.
To try it today or gift it to somebody special this holiday season. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can save 40% off. And if you use our promo baseless at checkout, you get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%.
Damn. That's huge.
That's massive.
Because Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-backed guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund.
Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/baseless and use the code baseless to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/baseless to treat yourself. And thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. Hmm. Now, let's just keep moving forward.
Oh, yeah.
Get back into it, hey?
Yeah, on those rails. So, long-running, like, thing with Spider-Man or Peter Parker is he just can't seem to be happy. And so, like, he can't seem to, like, either grow up or, like... Because he's had a few different jobs. It's like he's mostly been a photographer.
For the Daily Bugle. Yeah. Scientist.
Which, has Tom Holland ever held a camera in the Spider-Man? No, not at all. What's he doing? So he was a photographer. I think they should have gone a more like, oh, make him be a photojournalist. I think that would have been a good character arc or progression for him, but they just didn't. So he did that.
What is Peter Parker doing when we're not seeing him in... Obviously, which this one? Is a crazy... Crazy question that you could easily make fun of me for, but okay.
I'm locked and loaded.
Tom Holland's Peter Parker.
Yeah.
When we don't see him in the movies, what is he doing? Well, the other Spider-Man, so Tobey Maguire,
he's in high school delivering peace.
No, he's not.
Is it university?
Tom Holland.
He's not in high school.
He's in high school.
He's in high school for the first two.
Oh, and he graduates at the start of the third.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's trying to go into college, but then he keeps getting got by alternate reality villains.
What's he doing when we don't see him homework?
Yeah.
Studying for finals.
And messaging Mary, texting Mary Jane.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, MJ. Her name's not actually Mary Jane.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Just so we can give an out. Terrible.
So,
I just feel like that, like, Tom Holland's Spider-Man, like, I don't believe that he's just existing.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking...
He's getting so many... He's getting fired.
A couple of things...
Off-screen, he's getting fired from every working, job he's tried to get.
Yeah, he's, and like, and someone... He's tried to help a dog out of a tree and someone stun gunned him.
You know, one of the things that really, I think, cements Tobey Maguire's Peter Parker... Yeah. But Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is being so perfect. Is anytime you see his apartment, and it is the worst looking apartment with the most horrible bed. If you think about every Spider-Man,
when does Spider-Man have time to make his bed? He doesn't.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the money. His apartment's a piece of shit, and he's late on the rent.
One from
that's
it.
Awesome.
PlayStation games do a good job with that too. Mm. So Pete's apartment in the first game, you get a house later on, part of like. Like in the sequel.
Yeah.
But, when you see his apartment, it's just like a one bedroom, kind of one room. And then when he gets a house, it's just full of like takeaway and shit.
That's awesome.
Like, was it in Spider-Man 2 where the landlord's daughter.
Yeah.
That's 3.
I think she's in 2 too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, sweet.
Because he's
to
her.
Yeah.
I was hoping that one was like, I thought maybe, oh, is she going to be Gwen?
Yeah.
I was hoping that was going to be like a little bit, because it was so awkward and beautiful. Awesome. And I loved it so much.
She just wanted to make him cookies and he loved the cookies, but then he got
Make more of these when he's talking. Yeah. Somebody on the phone, maybe J. Jonah Jameson, I forget who.
Yeah, because that's when he's got the symbiote. Yeah. He's being a cunt to her.
Yeah. Anyway.
Make Spider-Man 4. Yeah. Sam Raimi, I know you've been tapped on the shoulder to maybe direct Secret Wars.
Yeah.
Do not do that. I cannot stress enough. That is a bad
mistake.
Decision. I'll be your agent. Don't do it. It might make $1 billion, but it will wreck your career.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Spider-Man 4 would also make $1 billion.
What wreck your career?
Could be good. Tobey Maguire, you see him in Babylon? Make him do that again. Peter Parker's sick. Peter Parker got bit by the lizard.
Oh, he's gone fucked up, dude. Get out of New York.
So Peter Parker, he's a photographer for Daily Bugle. Then he's like, oh, that's what I'm doing for my job. I get to take photos of myself, i.e. Spider-Man, and sell them. And then for a while, what do I do next? The next one of the writers that I think did a really good job, I think it was Straczynski, that was like, cool, we're going to make him a high school teacher.
Yeah.
And this is where teaching science, and this kind of worked really well because he was like, I'm a piece of shit, like my life is falling apart, it's a bit sad, and like I really got to give back to everything. He goes back to his high school and it's like in disrepair, and he's like, I can help out here. And so like that lasted for maybe like I don't even think a year, because then it was like, hey, civil war's happening, by the way, Peter Parker, he's a Spider-Man, oh, what's that, he's a
teacher,
and now we are attacking the school. And you're like, well, that sucked. And then you became like almost like a Stark SB, because it's like, oh yeah, here it is. It's like, oh yeah, whatever. I mean, Tony's in space.
Parker Industries,
so now
or whatever.
It's Parker Industries. And that might have been also when Doc Ock possessed his brain.
Yeah,
like, well, I'll get my doctorate now and become a
doctor.
That's
a superior Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so then he did.
Because he also is an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a little bit.
Is he? No, that's his parents, I'm pretty sure. Like his Booth parents.
Oh no, sorry. I'm thinking of Future Foundation, because I just remember the silly little outfit he wears.
Very cute.
Blue.
That's silly.
Yeah, space up is part of Fantastic Four, why not?
Yeah.
And so they kind of like, you know, they, I don't know, and then they give him like, make him like a CEO of Parker Industries. And you're like, why? What are you doing here? What?
Nobody knows what.
And then so many times, it's like, yeah, he was like, Mary Jane was pregnant with his kid at one point, and then it was like something happened, and then everyone was like, what's going on? And then it was like, I think it was like the Gathering of Five or something like that, when it was like, May is alive, which was going to be the name of his daughter.
Yeah.
And then he goes in, just thinking he's going to get his kid, but then it's Aunt May who's back again, because the original Aunt May that died was an actress hired by, I want to say, Doc Ock.
That's awesome. If you're a supervillain, like, it'd be really hard to just pay attention to all of your plans.
Right?
Yeah.
I figured out Aunt May was an actor, and you're like, oh, what? I'm setting up fucking barrels of acid for
the thing is, the
I forgot about the actor, boy. Oh, my God.
Who died as Aunt May. On her deathbed was still, I am Aunt May.
That's commitment. That's commitment to the bit.
What a bit.
God bless her.
Yeah, that was, and that's before One More Day, right?
And that was before One More Day. And then, yeah, One More Day happened, which was, of course, like a wish from Satan.
Didn't One More Day happen? This might not be true. I think I saw
someone
it on Twitter.
Shot a gun at Spider-Man and he moved.
One of the writers was just going through a really bad divorce.
No.
Okay, I must have misunderstood.
I think it was, so at the time, the editor-in-chief was Joe Quesada, and he was like, I miss when Spider-Man was single. I don't understand concept.
Because Spider-Man being single, it goes down one of two paths. He's like awkward and flirting with either MJ or Gwen Stacy. It's not like
or
you ever...
Felicity. Yeah. Or every, I don't know, a bunch of other people. But yeah it's just...
I forgot about Felicia.
Black Cat.
Felicia, sorry. Yeah. Corrected him on comic book stuff.
He did, shit.
Woo!
Oh yeah, feels good.
Who's been playing a lot of the Spider-Man video game.
So it seems like in Hickman's run,
yes,
Peter Parker will have a family.
Yeah.
Do we
He's
think...
He's married to Mary Jane, has...
Two kids.
Two kids?
Do we think
Mayday
that...
and ...
I reckon
Ben.
Ben.
Come on,
no,
now.
No, you can't.
Ben, but named after Ben Grimm.
Ben Reed Parker, named after my two favorite members of the Fantastic Four.
I know.
Ben Reed Super Johnny Parker.
To Johnny Parker.
To Johnny. Yeah.
I know I've derailed this episode with random comic book side stuff a lot and with an episode of Thumb Cramps.
Yes.
But I think it's fucked up to have two kids and name them after your dead aunt and uncle who raised you. That's like naming your kids after your mom and your dad.
I feel like you could do one.
Yeah, one. Middle names, fine. Yeah. First names, fucked up.
You get one
Full
and your partner
to all
gets...
listeners, what that is the case for.
If you can name one kid after your parent and your partner can name another kid after their parent, that's fine.
Two on one side.
He's hogging them.
Yeah, although Mary Jane usually has an abusive dad.
Oh, okay, fair.
And maybe a dead mom?
Hard to say.
Cunt is a bad name for a kid.
Cunt Parker.
Maybe it's Peter Jr.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do we think...
I reckon it'll be JJ.
After J. Jonah Jameson?
It'll be in reference to something else, but it'll be funny.
Oh, yeah.
He'll name him like James something. Mm-hmm. Like James John. And everyone's like, oh, like JJ.
Fuck.
No. Damn it.
Do we think, because I saw someone saying online, they're like, oh, I wonder if this means that Peter Parker will get his Spider-Man powers like whilst being a dad. And so instead of it being like, he's Spider-Man, he meets Mary Jane, they have kids, the kids have spider powers, wahoo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like he's married Mary Jane, had two kids, then he gets bit by the spider, and now he's going to juggle fatherhood as well as his new fucked up powers.
All of those theories are awesome, except for Hickman has already come out and said he's inspired heavily by the Peter B. Parker that you see in Spider-Verse. So it's... Which, who is inspired by what happens if you accelerate Tobey Maguire's storyline in Spider-Man?
Yeah.
So basically...
We're getting Spider-Man 4.
But in comic book form.
It makes sense. Because everyone is like, why do we keep doing this to Spider-Man? Mm. Why does he keep having such terrible time? Like, One More Day, he wishes away his married life.
Yeah.
And then so he can be single again. Because for some reason, the editor was like, no, I miss when Peter was single. Because I have a wife and kids right now. And you know what? I miss being single. And I want to live vicariously through Peter Parker. Make that happen.
Yeah.
I hope that they did that because he was like, we can't draw. Obviously, it's a comic book, so it's not full on nudity, but I miss when Peter was single because we could just pair him up with whoever and then I get to see what they look like naked.
Yeah.
In my mind.
In my mind. Because then they do the classic comic book in bed thing where the sheet is all just tangled.
Absolutely.
You get most of whole boob and most of whole ass, but holes and nipples
holes are off limits.
It's really great because, like, in like, yeah, when you look at some of, like, you know, the history of smut in the Marvel,
yeah,
comic, or like what people have snuck through. But, like, in one episode, or one issue, sorry, of like X-Men, one of the artists, they snuck in a nipple of
Storm. Whoa, rock and roll. You're like, that's
awesome.
A little
bit of shading there. You're like, yeah.
I'm going to Google hidden nipple Marvel comics and see what comes up. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I like this history of smut talk. Yeah. I've turned into Jackson.
That's fair enough. But I think the writer of, like, One More Day, he was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
He's like, you could really tell because, like, he was like one of the, when the new sort of wave at the time was like, he came in and was like, oh, I'm writing for, you know, Spider-Man. I think he'd just come off, like, I think he did like Babylon 5. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like a J. Michael Straczynski. He's like a very good sci-fi writer. And so he took over Spider-Man, and it was like, was it Romanta Jr.? Like the artist was like incredible. Like, he's like on the top of his game, and it was like just like fantastic.
And then they were like, hey, do One More Day. And he was like, and this well, is you've when, wrecked it.
Yeah, like Ezekiel came in about like the whole history of like what the spider was, like spider totem.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like the birth of all that. And yeah, it was fantastic. And then he was like, the last thing he had to do was like, yeah, One More Day. And you could be like, you can tell you hate this.
Yeah,
you
that
can tell
rocks.
You hate writing this.
And then, I guess what it is that people are like,
make Spider-Man happy.
Mm. People are like, oh, I mean, you know, like, a cornerstone of the Peter Parker character is Parker luck, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff goes wrong for him.
Yeah.
And then people just, I guess, take that to the nth degree and they're like, yeah, like he's going to wish away his wife to the devil.
Yeah, to save like, his old, I mean more like, old...
You know, he falls when he's thwipping or something. Yeah,
like,
or
again, it's like
he's late for the bus.
Issue, yeah, the issue with Peter Parker is like, yeah, he needs to be like, oh, I want to try and I want to have it all, but he can't have it all.
Yeah.
So he's got to choose, and he always got to be like,
spills coffee on his pants or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to sacrifice my own happiness for other people's happiness.
Yeah,
and it's like, and
can't
that
finish his sandwich because the rhino's here.
Yeah.
I've killed Harry Osborn's dad in front of him.
It sucks.
Classic Parker luck.
Classic luck. And you know, it's those kind of things to be like, I need to go out and protect, like, you know, to protect the you know, the world, or, you know, New York, Jersey, whatever. And it's just like, oh yeah, it's coming, you know, sure, let's have arguments, let's have like a, again, it's an interesting thing you could do in comics where you're like, okay, cool, because for some reason, like, we can't have a married couple. Every time a couple gets married, when it comes into media, we get confused. How do you write married life? We don't understand.
I don't
this.
Get it.
I
and
am
it's like, I get it. You maybe want your Spider-Man to be like, oh, maybe he could make up with
He
Black
dicks
Cat.
Around.
Maybe he does. Maybe
Cocks
he does.
Around. Sorry.
Maybe what I want to do is I want to have sex with Black Cat. Maybe I'll rock that down.
Yeah.
Have they done? Surely they've done this where Spider-Man's dating someone, but Peter Parker's dating someone else.
Well, isn't the idea of Black Cat that
kind of that?
Like,
she
Black
likes
Cat's
Spider-Man.
Attracted to Spider-Man, but doesn't really care about Wiener Boy Peter Parker.
And maybe initially,
yeah,
I think that's just gone out the window.
Yeah,
right?
I guess it's not really.
She stole his DNA at one point, I think.
I think if somebody stole my DNA, I couldn't really bounce
well,
back.
Yeah,
from that.
They team up to get.
She's a baddie, though.
Yeah, she's a baddie.
They team up to steal. If I remember correctly, I can't remember what comic this happens in. They team up because someone's stolen a vial of Peter's blood.
Yeah.
So they team up to get it back, and then they have sex.
Right.
And then,
oh, this, yes, this is familiar.
And then Peter's like, where's the vial? She's like, sold it. And he's like, what the fuck? Why? And she's like, yeah, I wasn't going to get money from helping you out, so I figured I would get my end away.
That's so funny.
That is very funny.
He's like, what
Christ
the fuck?
Christ almighty, she, comics. What the hell?
And
what
she's
are you
like,
doing?
I am a criminal.
I guess.
I suppose still, dude. There's a limit.
Spider-Man rocks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I don't know. I don't understand why you can't just be like, look, you've got someone who, you know, Peter Parker, Mary Jane, happily married or just married, maybe a bit on the rocks. And it's like, cool, let's have some storylines where it's like, you know, yeah, the responsibilities of, like, you know, marriage as well as, you know, fatherhood and all of that.
Got to pick up my kid from soccer practice.
And whilst being Spider-Man. And then again, the conflict there, the arguments there about, like, Peter, you can't keep Spider-Maning because you're late for this. You're doing you can write some good.
Well, it's funny
because
I guess it's just like you're just changing the thing Peter Parker is late for, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, when he's dating somebody, it's like, oh, can he make it to the fucking play on time?
No, it's like, can he make it to his kid's play on
time? Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
Dad
Spider-Man.
Look, I think, and I don't want to get too negative because I know we're all very excited for this, but I think what's going to happen is within the first 6 issues that will have introduced Miles, they will have a mentor-mentee relationship, and it'll just be 2 Spider-Men hanging out, and the fact he's married and has a family won't really change anything.
You reckon?
Like, it's just aged him up so he can be a mentor to Miles. And then they'll probably still kill him, but not straight away. Like, they'll wait. But
yeah. Kill off Peter.
Yeah.
You reckon?
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it's reckon... like, I mean, like, I also think that
yeah.
there is a pretty big chance that Peter B. Parker will die in
the last
Spider-Verse film as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it's an easy... Well, it's not... It's... Once you raise... Like, you got two Spider-Men. Once Miles... Because Miles has, like, a lot of interesting stuff going on. But once you've gone through all the classic hits of Peter, it's very easy to then just kill Peter off as, like, a huge, like, whoa. Especially because they've done it before.
Yeah.
And they'll do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
In this Ultimates comic series.
Ultimates comics. I don't know. I maybe if when once Hickman maybe finishes with Ultimates.
Yeah, I don't think Hickman will kill him, but it's like in this series, it will happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's, I mean, that's.
Yeah, the, I don't mean in like the next 12 issues or however long Hickman has it for.
I think that's just the trick of comics is that they're designed to go on forever. So because they're designed to go on forever, that means. You're going to end up with so much garbage, you know what I mean?
Of course.
You know, like, and so I think probably Hickman's run will be really interesting for the length that it exists for, and then they'll one more day it because, you know.
Well, hopefully, because this is going to be set in, like, an alternate universe.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is also going to be set with their own sort of, like, rules of what's going on, and it was set up by the Maker, and then he's, like, doing his own stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll just have, like, a really nice storyline of all these different characters living in that particular world, which, of course, will come crashing down when the Maker comes back and returns and, like, does all kinds of bullshit. Of course. But I'm hoping, like, in
that period, in its life,
we're going to get some really interesting story about, like, Peter Parker being a dad and having to kind of juggle.
I really hope, I mean, it doesn't sound like it if he's basing it on Peter B. Parker, but I hope nobody else in his family has powers. I do not care about superpowered kids. I think that kind of there's only so many stories you can tell that adds to that narrative. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I mean they've done it with like an alternate version of Peter Parker, where it's like you know his kid has got powers, but this is like when like superheroes are all dead and they have to kind of like you know keep things hidden because of like the one big bad he came in and killed all the heroes.
Is Peter Parker a dad in Rain?
Don't think so. Don't think so. No.
Yeah.
No, there's like the M. What was it called? Ah, damn, it's going to escape me. But like when they go to the future and it's like Mayday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Peter Parker, he's got like a limp because he's got like an injury from his Spider-Man-ing. And you got like Juggernaut has a kid as well. And he has his like. He's got like a flannelette shirt, but it's tied around his waist.
That's awesome. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's hot.
That's how
you know he's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know that obviously. We all know the big ending of Rain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. Whoever wrote that, I hope every day they wake up and they're like, I wrote the comic book where Peter Parker killed MJ with his cum.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I couldn't remember if they had a kid and like that was part of it.
No,
I don't think so.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I don't know.
I just think it's more interesting to tell us.
You're talking about superhero kids again.
No. Killing your wife with your own cum is the most interesting thing that can happen.
That's like...
No. Do not misunderstand me there.
I was like,
that's awesome.
It's hard to go more interesting than
that's
that.
That's the most interesting thing you can do. But in a family dynamic, I'm way more interested, and I think it's way simpler, and you can tell kind of more human stories when it's like Peter Parker has Spider-Man powers, and the rest of his family are freaking normies.
Yeah.
Because if it's Peter Parker has Spider-Man powers, and his daughter has Spider-Man powers... Yeah. Like, I can see where that goes, and it's not as interesting. I don't know. It's like two superhero narratives.
So to me, it's more interesting. You're right. Like, you say, Peter has the powers. His kids don't. So he's kind of like, well, I have a responsibility to do this, but I also have a responsibility to protect you.
Yeah.
And then say someone like Miles comes onto the scene where he does have, like, his young kid with powers, very similar to Peter's, that Peter takes under his wings and kind of starts acting like, oh, that's not like another...
Another
like,
child.
That's kind of like the son, and then like the kids being like, that's the kid you wanted, isn't it, you piece of shit? And
he's not,
but he's just in a situation. And again, you have these like good family dynamics that you can kind of play with.
I almost hope Miles doesn't come into it, to be honest. I think it would be nice to just focus on Peter Parker as a dad. I think he will.
Yeah.
But I think it would be kind of nice to see what you can do with that story.
Oh, yeah.
As it is without involving Miles straight
Miles
away.
Is red hot at the moment.
Oh, they you would be kind of stupid not to put Miles in your comic book.
Miles would be in it. The lizard. Dr. Octopus.
Oh, yeah.
Or Green Goblin.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Oh, Green Goblin. Oh.
He's out.
What about?
It's not hot. Yeah, I don't think, actually, just think about it. I don't think they're going to have Miles, at least initially for a while.
Yeah.
I think it might just be, yeah, I think it might just be the family dynamic. I hope he gets bitten like later in life. I hope he gets bitten as a dad to be like, uh-oh. Because yeah, what happens if dad became Spider-Man?
Yeah, I think that's funny. That's an interesting and funny question.
What happens at the age of 8 if your dad became Spider-Man?
Yeah, I think that's interesting, and I think they should also do, what if Spider-Man got bit as a kid? And they got to deal with kid Spider-Man.
You get that.
What?
Mayday.
Yeah, but he's also Spider-Man. I want regular parents, Spider-Man child, and then regular child, Spider-Man parents.
Because in canon, Spider-Man gets bitten when he's 15, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It's like very
easy. Is Miles the same age or is he younger?
I think he's probably the same age.
To be honest.
Yeah.
But like, they do seem like they're like high school age.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Miles gets bitten by a different spider, but Silk, is it Silk?
Silk, yeah.
Gets bitten by the same spider and then she gets put in a bunker.
Yeah. Ezekiel's like, put you in a way. You're just like, your pheromones will make Peter too horny. Yeah. We can't have this.
What about the Spider-Man character whose name is possibly Tarantula? Who's he?
Oh, God, I don't know.
He's a guy.
He's a Spider-Man villain, I'm pretty sure.
I think he's a villain. Is he a spider powers or is he just like an assassin named after a spider?
Isn't it like, he's a guy with big kicks. He's in with the Avenger, Captain America. Like
what the fuck's
something
his name?
The Leaper, like
Batroc the Leaper.
The Leaper, yeah. I think it's like a similar vibe.
He was
vibe.
In the MCU. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
To both him and the MCU.
So I think Hickman's run will, I reckon, will play around with the mythos of like the spider totem as well.
Oh yeah,
because Hickman, he love diagram.
Yeah,
he love
little
symbols, and he love like an info page.
Mm.
And so I reckon we are going to get some sort of like takes on that of like what it is to be a spider totem and those kind of things. It'd be kind of, I don't know if that's good or not, but if anyone could pull it off, it's definitely Hickman.
I think it's an interesting part of the Spider-Man mythos. Mm. That was Evelyn about Tarantula.
Mm-hmm. So at first,
it's a bad beginning.
He's just a regular guy.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
With enhanced agility, and his suit has claws and toe spikes incorporated into the costume. All right,
so he's a guy with a suit.
It's not really tarantula themed, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's
but then he gets turned into a tarantula-like creature.
I'm glad it had started with tarantula-like, as I thought it was going to end.
Superhuman strength, like a tarantula. Crawling ability.
All right, more like a tarantula.
Organic webbing.
Oh, okay.
Shot from the buttocks.
Okay. Well, like a regular spider.
So they did, I think the comic books at some point must have been like, hey, we've seen what you're saying. Spider-Man should be more spider-like. And then they made tarantula into that.
You like this? You like when he shoots webs from
you
his anus?
Idiots, we got you fucking good. Well, that's cool. I like the spider totem mythos. I think it's interesting. I think, is that a big part of Spider-Verse, the totem stuff?
Yeah.
It is, because the vampire guys are eating spider totems. That.
Yeah.
So
I think he could have, like, if Hickman's take on, like, this, like, I guess not the Spider-Verse, but that whole thing about, like, you know, we are, like, the web of the universe.
Yeah, the web of
that's kind of cool.
I'm so sorry. I need to bring up Tarantula again.
That's okay.
That's fine.
He gets hired by the Brand Corporation to silence an informer for a thing that's going on. Just a thing going on to extort the senator. Captain America's there anyway.
Yeah.
Spider-Man thwarts him, but he's injected with a mutagenic serum.
Classic.
And placed in an electrolyte bath. The Will-O-the-Wisp interrupts it, and then he transforms into a gigantic monster, a spider-like being. So that's relatively normal for stupid comic book shit. Falls into the bay, survives the plunge, continues to mutate, and then battles Spider-Man atop a tall New York City building. Horrified and disgusted with what he has turned into, he leaps off the building while falling, begging for the police officers gathered below to kill him. Hit by a hail of gunfire, Anton strikes a street below and dies. So he jumps off a building to kill himself while screaming for
police. To death before he hits the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a way to go out.
That's awesome. You write the first Tarantula comic book, and you're like, hey, I've got an idea for we'll bring back. You remember Tarantula?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's a real Tarantula, and he dies from suicide.com. Oh, okay.
Oh.
And then in a comic book storyline that I'm sure, Joel Zammit, you love heaps. The famous arc, Dead No More, the clone conspiracy. They're bringing back from the dead.
Dead No More?
Dead No More, the clone conspiracy.
Dead No More, the clone conspiracy.
That's awesome.
I remember that one. Good. Tarantula's back, baby.
So many clones. Is he back or is he clones back?
Is he a spider totem? Who knows?
Spider-Man's there. Ben Reilly's there.
Yeah.
Gwen Stacy's there. I bet she's a clone too.
Probably. Yeah, gang's all here, dude.
I guess it'd be kind of cool if Peter does get bitten as an adult.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of have like the kids involved of like, you know, oh, you should be called Spider-Man.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be kind of cute. It'd be also nice if like, say, you know, oh, Gwen Stacy is still alive, and you know, because, you know, she's not dead from all the Spider-Man.
Oh, that's true.
And so, you know, that was like, oh, that's Peter's old flame from high school. And that little bit of like, if they're married with kids, that little bit of like, jealousy from like
enough.
MJ to be like, oh, you're okay.
Still hanging out with them?
Well, you know, they run into them like, again, you could just have this nice little like family drama, as it were, mixed with some like rom-com elements, mixed with some kind of
I just think you can still do the Spider-Man story. You've just put a very interesting new spin on it.
He's living in the suburbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Spider-Man in the suburbs.
He's still down on his luck. He's still Spider-Man. He's just got to deal with different stuff.
What job has he got?
I mean, high school teacher is good. I think high school teacher
It'll
is
either
the
be perf- that or like research science person.
I like high school teacher because it has the same. You can imagine Peter Parker
being sad,
or like just being like on his feet, kind of like running to class, sandwich in his mouth, sits down, eats that, beep 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 on his little spider communicator. Fuck, gotta go fight the rhino.
Gets fired because he's gotta go fight the rhino. Yeah, he misses a class.
Yeah.
Then he has to go home and tell his wife and kids. Their mortgage is really catching up with him.
Ooh, thought they could rob a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you could even have that kind of stuff where, like, maybe he is a high school teacher, kind of like almost like the Breaking Bad, like you start where that's at kind of thing.
Okay.
But it's maybe a bit easy disillusioned with teaching. I don't know, or he's enjoying it. But the thing is, it's kind of like whatever. Gets bitten by a spider. Maybe it kind of like doesn't give him power straight away. Maybe that puts him in like a bit of like a coma, or puts him into some like medical thing where it's like a bit of strain. Like finances.
Got to make math.
But then he's like, oh hey, I've actually got these powers. And then it can be this like, Dad, why didn't you rob a bank?
Yeah.
Like, I could.
Dad, you've got super strength now.
You know, and then the whole thing of it, because the kids could be like, Dad, you need to rob a bank.
Yeah.
It's a victimless crime. Banks suck.
It is a victimless crime. If the bank's shut and you rob the bank, you're not putting anyone out.
You're fine.
And then, Peter can be like, well, I could do all these things with these
Remember
kind of stuff,
what Uncle Ben said?
You know what? Remember what, your...
Don't rob the bank.
Your great Uncle Ben used to say,
Peter, don't rob the bank.
What bank?
You'll know in time.
Oh my God!
I forgot to say that getting shot in the guts and dying actually hurts. Oh,
why is he getting?
Fuck!
Why is he getting shot in the guts? Does that mean like he's alive still? And then now that Peter Parker becomes Spider-Man, now we get like an older man getting shot in the guts?
Yeah.
Just like, when we see Ben get shot in the guts, you're like, that sucks. Old man getting shot in the guts. Now it's like, that was a very old man getting shot in the
guts. Peter probably shouldn't have had him drive. Peter could have driven to wrestling himself.
Why are you wrestling?
Peter is like
imagine
late 30s.
Imagine making you a wrestler.
Imagine this, like, oh, his newfound powers. He's like, my back. Oh my God, my knees are good. My back is fine. I'm gonna go wrestle.
I'm gonna take up wrestling. I'm gonna hit up Ben at the retirement home.
Yeah,
Ben, can you drive me?
What? Bang, 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 bang.
What happens there? Bang, 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 bang. Oh, wow,
Shooting a 90-year-old man is just a waste of a bullet, because if you just push your gun against him, that would do the same amount of damage.
Skin like paper, just
wait 5 years.
I hate this man. I'm just gonna wait. He will die.
Got him good. Do you think we're gonna get an appearance of like Ben and
I don't know.
Don't think that there's gonna be any tricks about the start of this. I think it's literally just gonna be like, hey, this is like the Peter Parker you know and love, except it's set 15 years later and he's married to MJ and they have two kids.
So he's been Spider-Man in those before. This isn't new. Okay.
I think he's been Spider-Man the whole time. They might do the thing where it's like, oh, he's slowed down his Spider-Maning because, like, crime has slowed down. Like, his Spider-Maning worked.
Yeah.
You know how, like, they occasionally dabble with that?
That's a
with
classic trope.
Where like, Batman, that happens too. He's like,
Batman doesn't have to do much anymore.
It's crazy.
There's a that Batman, when they were doing the evil Batman or whatever, I think one of them, it's like, there's no crime anymore, and you find out it's because Azrael, the Jesus Batman, turned it into a police state, and he keeps Batman's brain in a like a tube, and
that's
he mocks
awesome.
Him, mocks his brain. That's good stuff.
Comics rule.
Comics
love to put a brain in a tube.
I think it's maybe his face, brain, and spine. And Azrael comes up and he's like, "Hey, bitch, Gotham's fucking fine." And Batman's like, "When I get out of here, I'll kill you.
Get out, how, idiot?
How you're a spine and brain?" He does get out.
How?
He wrecks you.
I think he gets put in a robot or some dumb shit.
Yeah. You loved those comics.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you.
I think they're funny. And I do get tricked by Dark Knight's metal because every now and then I'm like, was it good? Reread it and I'm like, oh, no. But every I see it and I'm like, was it good?
Yeah, I had a pretty good time reading that. I've read it like six times.
Yeah, like I must like it at least a bit.
So maybe I'll give it a little bit.
Oh, no, this is stupid. It's so dumb. And Dark Knight's Heavy Metal, the sequel.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Well, yeah, no shit.
Significantly worse.
Name one comic book event that is a sequel to a bad event and it's better. Civil War 2?
No.
What about...
No, that was bad. That was What If Minority Report.
Yeah, yeah, and then also... So then it gets convoluted because there's an obvious right answer there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
what if...
And they have to really shoehorn in why people wouldn't agree to it. Yeah.
It's like, you know what? The biggest problem with Minority Report isn't so much that we were stopping future crime. It was that we were punishing the future crime in a weird way where you put a guy in a jar.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Don't put a guy in a jar. Now we can talk.
What about that story? No. There was a Justice League comic arc where there were a bunch of evil trees that sent seeds to Earth, and they needed to separate into teams Wonder, Thrill, and some other fucking shit.
And then they followed this bad series up with a better one?
No, this was a follow-up to a bad series. Where Martian Manhunter sees a comet coming and fucks up and so destroys the psychic web communicator thing that he does with the Justice League. Anyway, that whole massive Justice League arc ended with the world, like the all realities getting destroyed, but then an alien from outside reality is like, I'm just here to watch. And they're like, but you
watcher, but DC?
Kind of. He's like, I'm just here to log it down and say what's happened. And they're like, but you have ultimate power, right? You could do anything. And he's like, I guess. And they're like, what if we told you superheroes were fucking awesome? And then they show him a bunch of classic comic book moments. And he's like, wow, comic books are awesome, and saves the day.
That is awesome.
It was, comics. That's 99% of comic books are truly awful.
Yeah, to be honest, I thought you were going to say, and they show him a bunch of comic books that show cool things that happen.
Honestly, wouldn't have been shocked.
Yeah.
They just show, like, classic arcs.
Superman holding up the car.
Yeah, legitimately, I think that's one of the shots. And this alien is like, I guess you're right. Comic books are sick. And you're awesome for reading them, reader. And then he makes reality good again. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's terrible stuff.
I'm sure there is like obvious ones we're forgetting, but I just cannot think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah, because like they tend not to do those like big events and do sequels. I guess all like the crises in the DC stuff.
Yeah, what's the best one?
I don't know.
What about
they're all weird?
Infinite Earth is, I think, considered the best one, but is also hated by a lot of people and has some very bad moments.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of them. That have
what
very
about
bad
there
moments.
Was the first crossover between DC and Marvel?
The amalgamation.
And well, universe. That was the second one. So that was a follow-up crossover, the Amalgam Universe, where you got like...
Was it good?
Dark Claw.
You got Dark Claw and that guy...
Dr. Strange.
Bat thing or whatever.
Yeah. Was that good?
Were they either of them good? I don't know. Hard to say.
It's certainly entertaining.
Is it?
Well, that's the great debate.
Because I know the entire appeal of those comics is just like, whoa, imagine if Wolverine and Batman were the same and now you get to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that good?
I don't know.
Is this good?
I don't know. Yeah,
DC is that entertaining?
You see?
Is it?
I fucking hope so.
But yeah, back to Spider-Man. I think that what they're going to do is, and this is like an obvious thing, first issue, introduced to his family, you get like an art, like, you get a recap of the origin, but not like his origin story being bitten by a spider, but being like, hey, yeah, 15 years ago, I got bitten by a radioactive spider. Yeah. Won't go into any details. And I married my high school sweetheart 10 years ago, and we had kids 5 years ago, and the city's been not so bad. And then right at the end of the first issue, whoever the big bad of the first run will be introduced, and they'll do something.
Who do you reckon the big bad's going to be? Goblin?
I'm going to throw this one out there, and this is a weird one, and I don't know how he ties into Spider-Man usually, but I reckon they're going to go for it because like movies and stuff have like kind of revved up and never actually got there. Mr. Negative.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Okay. Okay.
Interesting choice.
Weirdly, I reckon we're not going to see any super villains.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to be like, the villain is just going to be whoever is picking on his kids at school.
Oh, okay. You
can pick J. Jonah Jameson's son that's going to be an astronaut.
J. Jonah Jameson is picking it. Give me pictures of your dad.
How do you know my dad's Spider-Man?
Aha! Aha! I knew it.
Gotcha.
I knew it.
Then he just comes and just starts wailing for the kid. Whoa.
Yeah.
So you think it's going to be that mundane, that slice of life?
I hope so. I don't know. I don't think so. Probably not. Mm. But like, I really hope it is a bit more sort of like slice of lifey. But knowing bullshit, yeah. Comic books.
I reckon Felicia will come pop up as well, and that'll be like a X, and then it'll be like kind of weird. And
either Felicia or Gwen coming back to be like,
I don't think you bring back Gwen for this.
Depends. I mean, you might.
Yeah,
it depends. It's a completely new universe, right?
Yeah. I guess if it's made in a way where Gwen was never his first girlfriend, and therefore there's no reason for her to have died.
Yeah.
But like, again,
don't bring her back from the dead, but if she never died, that's
what I mean.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Back from the dead. I think she'd never die. I'm hoping that like,
it's Ultimates unit.
I'm hoping it is like,
is she dead in the first Ultimates?
I
don't remember.
No,
I don't want to know what that's about. I'm going to ask you politely not to tell me.
I won't.
Here's what I think.
I have to find out. I need to know what Inner Way means.
Look up Ultimate Carnage.
Oh, no. I think Sinister.
I'm looking up the Jackal at the moment.
I think Sinister Six.
He never used to have superpowers, but then he later gained.
You don't
want to
look up the Jackal, dude. What are you, stupid?
The Jackal mixed his genes
with the
Jackal.
Yeah, dude, I know. It's awful.
Well, look at that photo, though. How am I?
That photo is sick. It's not a photo.
It's a photo of the Jackal.
I think it's going to be the Sinister Six. I think what we're going to have is Peter Parker. It's going to start. He's like, the city's been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Superheroes, and as well as me, I've done it. And most of the superheroes I've put away. And then it'll be the Sinister Six being like, we've kind of got one last chance at this. We're all a bit fucked. Maybe some of them are in prison. They've been in prison for a while. Mm. One last chance to get Spider-Man. It's the kind of thing. There's a cool, it just reminds me of this, there's a cool storyline in the Hellboy comics in BPRD where vampires in that world used to just be everywhere, and then they were like, hey, humanity's too aware of us, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go into hibernation for like 200, 300 years, and then people will start to think we never existed. And so in sort of secret, we're going to go out and we're going to start feeding on people and turning them into vampires, but they're not going to come back yet. They'll just get buried. And slowly over these years, we're going to accrue an army so that when humanity is the least prepared for us, we can burst out of the ground with an army we've been creating over centuries and take humanity on, which is a very cool idea. I like it a lot. So I think there'll be some element of that where it's like, hey, Peter Parker he expects it the least. He thinks we're dead or we're in jail. But now we can all come together, one last chance, take him down. When he expects it the least, when he's at his fucking daughter's piano recital, Doc Ock punches him in the back of the head or whatever.
With all six arms.
Yeah. I looked at Ultimate Carnage, I remember I knew about this.
Yeah, it's too much. Too much.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like, if this is going to be a completely reimagining kind of thing of it all, maybe even some of the villains that we're going to pop up is potentially, like, say, for example, a Sandman, and it is actually Peter Parker's fault.
Oh!
Like, because maybe he's not just a scientist, maybe he's just, like, you know, a scientist or working against or whatever, and, like, maybe he fucks something up or whatever he does, he accidentally creates his villain.
Yeah, okay. Maybe. That'd be interesting.
Anyway, any swings for the fences?
Swings for the fences. This is going to somehow just tie into the Spider-Verse movies. Like, in some way, there's going to be an ending or get full-on hard-coded, mm-hmm. reference to the Spider-Verse movies.
Okay.
My swing for the fence, and this is a depressing one, it's just the Ultimates again, and it becomes clear, and you know Green Goblin's introduced, and you're like, well, I know what's going to happen, and the crowd will go mild. which will confuse Marvel, because like, we're giving you the
what
things you remember.
That's what you want.
That's always what you're yelling at us for. We want the thing from before again.
Here it is.
And now you hate it.
Mostly going to be like a regular, normal slice of life kind of thing. And the big exciting incident is that he's going to, like something that happens, whatever it is. But then basically he kind of either adopts or gets custody of Harry Osborn's kid.
Whoa!
And like that kid.
Little he goblin.
Got, he got goblin juice on him.
He's got that goblin madness.
Goblin madness.
That's awesome.
And that's going to be
I hope
like
that's
a,
the case.
It's like, you know, almost like a, not insidious, like the orphan type thing where you're like, there's this kid.
Kind of pushing Peter Parker down the stairs.
Big swing for the fence. One of his kids, not Mayday, the other unnamed kid, gets the symbiote.
Whoa, symbiote. All right,
also, name for that kid? Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Jonas. Jonah, not Jonas.
Harry Jonas after the brothers.
Parker, Harry Jonas, Peter Parker.
What a good name. Strong name.
It's very funny and cheeky to put your first name as your child's middle name. Sneak your name in again.
People do that.
It's good. Yeah. I like it.
My son, JJ, Joel.
Yeah. One of my brother's middle name is my dad's name. That's, sneaky dad.
That's sneaky dad alert.
Sneaky dad.
All this talk of these comics has made me excited for when this starts, but I know that I will read issue one and be like, you know what? That's enough.
Dude, I can't read superhero comics.
I get nosebleed.
It's just not for me.
I'll let you know how it goes. I'll let you know how I reckon.
That's exciting.
Thank you. I'm excited
to hear
about it.
Unless it's bullshit in which we don't want to hear anything about it.
Keep your lips sealed. It's really crazy bullshit. I don't want to hear again.
If they fucking end up like walking in a hole and going to fucking Breaker World or some shit, don't tell me. But if Peter Parker turns out to be his own dad or something, now that. I'm interested.
I went back in time and fucked my own uncle. Now I'm my own dad.
Sorry. Pete. What? With great power comes great responsibility.
Makes you think you're your own dad?
I went back in time.
I raised myself because I went back in time and fucked my uncle accidentally.
Accidentally?
It was.
I was there at a bar. He looked hot.
He was
like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, I'm good.
I didn't realize he was my uncle. And now I come back.
I was like, I started making out. And he was like, oh, man, I got to get back to my nephew, Peter. And I'm like, that's crazy.
That's
my name's Peter. Anyway, you look a lot like my uncle.
So you saw him while, like, you knew what he looked like. But look, and he holds up the Back to the Future photograph, and it's just like four Peter Parkers.
I'm my own mom and dad.
I'm raising myself. I'm my own mom and dad.
I'm going to be the best Spider-Man.
I don't know how
that
happened, dude.
It's simple. I fucked my uncle, and now I'm my own family.
And I have a sneaky suspicion that I am also my own uncle.
What?
Huh?
Pulling out a bigger family photo and everyone's
just
starting
folding
to be
out the Back to the Future one. Just hundreds of Peter Parkers.
And then there's a sign at the top that just says like Parker Family Reunion. See, look, I'm my own family.
I still can't see how that
happened. Accidentally fucked my own uncle once and now I'm my own family.
I would be so scared. What if you go back in time and fuck your uncle who's you now?
Well, that's disgusting because I know now.
Dad, am I you?
Yes. I fucked my own uncle in the past. Before I'd been born, so obviously I could be born from me.
I think this is going to happen. This is my swing for the fence. Yeah.
Peter Parker fucks his own uncle, becomes his own dad.
Yeah. And then as the series progresses, it becomes his own whole family.
Yeah. That's what that'll happen,
dude.
It
makes sense.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Zammit.
And I've been Joel Dusher. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS boys. Have fun. Read those comics.
Read those comics, baby.
Slurp down that garbage.
Delicious. Thanks for
for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.